Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Secretary of State Antony Blinken came to the podium at the State Department Friday afternoon with some good news, confirming the release of two Americans who had been held hostage for 2 weeks by Hamas militants. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the release Friday of two American hostages, saying, "We share in the relief that their families and friends and loved ones feel." But Blinken added that there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for, and said, "We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages." Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The International Committee of the Red Cross helped facilitate the transfer of the two hostages, transporting the mother and daughter from Gaza to Israel in its role as, quote, a neutral actor between the warring parties. In a statement released Friday, ICRC President Mirjana Spoljarek says the release is a sliver of hope.
"The release of the hostages in Gaza today is a sliver of hope. We are extremely relieved that the families can now be reunited after 2 weeks of agony. We continue to urge for action to protect and alleviate the suffering of all civilians affected by this devastating conflict."
The ICRC also calls for a pause in the fighting and for humanitarian aid and first responders to be allowed in. Congressional chaos and opposition will be a hurdle for President Joe Biden as he pushes for $105 billion in funding for Israel, Ukraine, border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. Friday's announcement follows Biden's Oval Office address the night before, where he made the case for deepening U.S. support for its allies in the midst of two wars. But the chances of progress on Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance and Republican infighting that has left the House of Representatives at a standstill. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website via